My next guest, a lifelong Grand Rapidian, Deb Moore, started her business, The Stories of Your Life, back in 2003. The goal, to help individuals, families, and businesses preserve and record their histories. You know this business has taken off. A good time of the year to talk about, well, your family and your memoir and more. So that's why Deb Moore, proprietor of The Stories of Your Life, is in the house. Good morning to you, Deb.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. Follow along, thestoriesofyourlife.com. Do you call yourself a personal historian?
I do. A personal historian is someone who helps people document their lives and preserve their stories for the future. Some people want to tell, you know, maybe about their life, their early life and their ancestry. Some people might want to tell, talk about their war experiences. Maybe they started a business. So they can tell part of their life or all of their life.
You certainly have done the talking, done the asking. I understand you've written over 75 life stories, personal memoirs, business, church histories, and more, and done some pretty cool video interviews for the Veterans History Project, yes?
Yes, I've enjoyed those too. That's been great. That's through the Grand Valley State University, and anybody who is a veteran who has not been interviewed, I would encourage to contact either me or Jim Smither at GVSU for an interview, yes.
Because you don't want us to come to that that point in life where the woulda, coulda. You just lose a parent and you wish you could have known your history and or more. Talk to me
exactly
about why we should be telling our stories.
Well, first of all, it's a chance for you to sit down to record your story your way so that the facts do not get jumbled up. And then to pass it on to future generations so that they can learn from the challenges that you've faced in life. I think it creates a bond between generations. And it gives those younger children, those younger people, a chance to glimpse life maybe 70, 80 years ago, things that they, you know, cannot imagine today.
You ask us to write a memoir or life story. Is there a difference here?
I really use the two terms interchangeably. Yes. But always, and I think maybe memoir denotes a little bit more that you've added some wisdom and some lessons that you've learned through life because of what you've gone through.
But at what age in life does one write? I mean, I've done the interviews myself with authors who've written memoirs at the age of 30, and the age of 50, and the age of 70. Is there a best time to write a life story?
I don't think so, but I do think it's good for our elders to write them because, you know, lots of times they're kind of losing their friends and their mobility, and they might be feeling a little depressed. And it's a chance for life review to look back on your life and say, hey, I really did some great things in my life. You know, I should be proud of that. But, you know, if maybe somebody's had a child born with severe medical problems and you wanted to record that or an adoption story, there's endless variety to what you can do.
Yes, and again, you're all over this as your expertise, regularly teaching memoir writing classes with the Lifelong Learning Institute at Aquinas, just finishing that up. So before I get into this time of year and why it's important, say I want to write a memoir, how do you work with me?
Right. I work with a couple of different kinds of people. First of all, there's the people who come to me who want to record their stories, but they have no expertise. They feel like they don't have the writing skills, they don't have the computer skills, they don't know how to make a book. So they work with me and we get that done.
What's the goal of a book?
Publishing a book. I am a firm believer in the written word. We would not be, you know, the whims of technology, they change so quickly that you can always stop and pick up a book today, tomorrow, 50 years from now. That might not be said the same thing for a cassette or a CD or what other form you might go with. But then there's also middle-aged children who come to me and say, I'd like you to do my mom and dad's stories. You know, so there's that. Then there's people who have actually already written some of their life stories, but they don't know how to organize it and kind of pull it together, format it, and scan and add pictures and make them into books. So I help them.
And how do you help? Do you sit face to face and ask your interviewee?
I absolutely do. Yes.
Tell me your story.
Yes, I do. I do, and that's why I would encourage people over these holiday season, over Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's, great opportunities when we probably see our family more than usual. And it's a great opportunity to sit down, turn on that voice recorder on your phone when you're asking people questions, because when you go back and review it, you're going to be amazed at all the things you don't remember that they said at the time.
Again, that time of year, holiday gift-giving season, New Year resolution checklist, and certainly maybe at the time to start that memoir life story with lifelong Grand Rapidian Deb Moore, the stories of your life, your business. So would you share a story you've heard as a personal historian?
Yes. You know, there's so many great stories, but one man I remember from quite a few years ago, he lived down by Chicago Drive in Burlingame. And when he was young, he needed some dental work. And his mother, well, his parents couldn't pay for it. So his mother bartered with the dentist. If the dentist would do the dental work on her son would go and do his yard work every Saturday. So the boy got on his bike every Saturday morning by Chicago Drive in Burlingame and rode to East Grand Rapids to do this yard work and spend the morning there and ride home. And I think today, what kid is going to ride his bike 10 miles there, 10 miles back? Yeah. It was a different time. And I think it's good for kids to hear those stories of the, you know, that everything wasn't cushy, you know, in the past, and the challenges that their grandparents might have faced.
Oh, I think my mom walked to her little one-room country school in Almont, Michigan, as a little one.
Sure.
What are some other projects, Deb, that are actually tied to personal history?
One I love, and again, as I think it's so fitting for this time of year, is to do a family cookbook. But in addition to having the recipes, what about the stories behind it? You know, did your mom teach you how to cook that? Where did she get the recipe? Where were you, and what fond memories do you have from that time? You know, lots of people's grandmas taught them how to cook. So to save all those family recipes, plus the ones, you know, from later times that you've all enjoyed, and you know, when were they served, how were they served, that's a great thing. I've worked with people to do company histories. Many people I've worked with have actually started a business, and boy, they had to sacrifice and you know, put in long hours to make that a reality.
Again, with your having written over 75 memoirs, family histories, and many of these, I think, have been, we're getting more inspired. I'm thinking let's drop the PBS family, Finding Your Roots, Genealogy Roadshow. It does make you think, and even on Facebook, I'm seeing some cousins that are posting some interesting facts that I had no idea.
That's exactly true. And I think, as always, it's one thing to have somebody's name and date, but to have the stories behind them, what they did, what they stood for, what kind of people they were, that makes all the difference.
Do you will you start up another memoir writing class at Ollie next semester?
We're looking at June at this point, so that might happen. I'm going to do a thing with the Kent District Libraries in April, so you might look for that if you're interested. And I'm going to be at the Forest Hill Senior Center in March doing a presentation.
Great groups. All right. Closing thoughts then for listeners, Deb Moore.
Well, I guess I would just say, I would ask your listeners, if not now, when? Start writing your life story today. You don't have to be a fabulous writer. It just needs to come from your heart. It needs to be genuine. It's not so much what you've done in your life, but it's who you are that's the core of a personal history. And I think that will shine through.
All right, Deb Moore, thank you very much. How do we find out more information about you?
You can go to my website, thestoriesofyourlife.com. You can contact me through there, and you can also find out a lot more useful information about how you can get started to write your own memoir.
You know I'm going to ask this question. Have you written your story, Deb Moore?
Yes, I have.
There, you're extra credible. Thanks to you. And take care. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Shelley.